Before you write an offer, you need to listen to this audio. At the top of the website page, please click on Find a Home, then scroll down to Buyer's Recommendations. I cannot tell you how important this is. If you don't list these 6 items on your purchase agreement when you write an offer, it won't be automatically included. Number 1, home inspection report. Any recommendations for repair in the home inspection report should be paid for by the seller and agreed upon upfront. Basic repair items are usually taken care of by the seller, and preventative maintenance items are usually paid for by the buyer unless otherwise agreed upon upfront. The buyer typically pays for the cost of the home inspection report. Number 2, home warranty policy. Make sure it includes the heating and air conditioner. Although home warranty companies are a pain in the neck to deal with, it is better to have one than not have a home warranty at all. This is a cost usually paid for by the seller. Number 3, although it is frowned upon, a loan and appraisal contingency is recommended. That way, there's a way out of the transaction in case you want to cancel escrow and not lose your deposit. Well, any experienced agent will know exactly what this means. Basically, you're saying here, if the property doesn't appraise for the purchase price, you can back out of the transaction. A loan contingency says that if the borrower doesn't qualify within a certain period of time, you can back out of the transaction and get your whole deposit back. Now, if you have a situation where there are multiple offers, it is not a good idea to include this on the purchase agreement. The reason is that if there is more than one offer on a property that you're looking to buy, and your offer has a loan and appraisal contingency and the others don't, whose offer is the seller most likely to accept? Number 4, ask for your non-recurring loan closing costs to be paid for by the seller or increase the purchase price to include these costs. Let's say you agree on a price of $350,000 for a home. Now what I'm saying to do here is offer $353,000 and ask for a $3,000 credit back to the buyer to pay for all of the non-recurring closing costs. A list of these costs include escrow, title, appraisal fee, underwriting, credit report, processing fee, tax service contract, flood certificate, wire transfer fee, recording fee, delivery charges, etc. The reason why you would want to do it this way is because now we could offer you a no-point loan at a lower interest rate compared to a no-point, no-fee, no-closing-cost loan at a higher interest rate. A no-point loan is usually a 0.25% lower than a no-point, no-fee, and no-closing-cost loan. However, we do offer a credit on a no-point, no-fee, no-closing-cost loan, which may or may not cover all of the non-recurring closing costs. The reason that this is the case is because the listing agent usually decides who they would like to use for escrow and title. These companies that the listing agent chooses are usually owned by the company that the listing agent works for, and they charge top dollar for these services. They are definitely not concerned with what the buyer pays, since they themselves are not paying for it. That is why on the purchase agreement, we recommend that you ask for title and escrow to be competitively priced with Diversified or Gateway Title and Escrow. They will ask us for a breakdown of those charges. Since we are a high volume company, we get a 40% discount on title and have negotiated rates on escrow with both companies. Most real estate offices, even the most well-known offices, don't come close anywhere near the number of transactions that our company does, and therefore they don't receive the same kind of discounts that we do. Either way, we make sure your closing costs get paid for if you use Solomon Financial Mortgage and Realty to find your home or for your refinance. Number 5, ask for the property to be professionally cleaned, including carpets. No one likes to move into a dirty home. If you don't ask, the seller is not going to offer this to you. Number 6, anything that you like in the home, ask for that to be included with the purchase price, i.e. washer and dryer, refrigerator, etc. Again, if you don't ask, the seller is not going to offer items inside their home. These are the items that are so important that you write in an offer. I can't even begin to tell you. This is 13 years of experience talking here. I've been through enough transactions by now to know what not to do. So if you don't use us, make sure whatever company that you do use, that they include these six items to be aware of on the purchase agreement.